Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
You want to keep it real. You know the deal. Keep you up all night. It won't be the same. Say what's his name? What's his name? What's his name?
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to a new episode, Advice from a Fuckboy, favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. Gallus Dem Sugar, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the hardest working man in show business, a.k.a. Mr. Herm's son. Real quick, before I get started, this episode is airing on Monday. What's today's date? Today is the 18th.
The 17th.
Hey, the 17th. So tomorrow, so this should air on like President's Day or something, like the 21st. Sure. I'm putting a timestamp on it for this reason. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now official. March 14th, we gonna be at the Mint. You and your friends, me and my friends. That's the name of the event. Here's what happens, all right? I'm going to be DJing. Going to have some special guest DJs too. My friends coming through. You got to have friends. Then you bring your friends. I bring my friends. Wristbands is in effect. Red wristband means you're in a relationship. Yellow wristband means it's complicated. Blue wristbands mean you're single. Green wristband mean you know what time it is. Let's not play games.
You know what time it is.
But that R&B only at this motherfucker. I'm only DJing R&B. Getting your two-step on. Dancing face-to-face. If you're coming to my shit, you're dancing face to face. Yeah, no, dog. No,
nah, I get you.
Getting my groove on. For gotta sure. Get your groove on. Anyway, all right. Now that y'all know that, all right, it's official. You get your tickets. Link is in the description of this episode. Ladies and gentlemen, I got a good special guest. This is the third episode or fourth episode in a row, though, I had a man on. So, all right, ladies, I apologize. I'm going to get a woman on. All right, I'm not against y'all. I just, you know, I need to talk to my guys. Ladies and gentlemen, man, I can say a lot about you, but the one thing I'm going to say is my man came through for me when I needed him in the clutch. One of the best spades players, I'm lying. Oh, man, give it up for my boy Cash, y'all, is in the building. Yes, yes. President of a record label that is doing very, very. Yo, can I get signed?
Can you rap? Can you sing?
No, but
can
I put out produce? I put out comedy albums.
Right.
So that
can you rap? Can
no.
You sing?
No.
Can you produce?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you don't do comedy albums.
No, we don't do. Well,
then wait a minute. Hold on. Just so you know, Stax did Richard Pryor's album. That's all I'm gonna say.
And Bill Cosby's too.
So what's up, dog?
We can have a conversation.
Yeah,
about
man, I mean, and comedy albums.
I gotta do the music for it.
That's fine. I'm shooting a comedy special in July in Brooklyn. Yeah, I didn't even know that. Yeah, bye, all that. Yes, I'm shooting a comedy special in Brooklyn in July. The date's confirmed. You got some other things we need to finalize. But yes, I'm officially shooting my first comedy special in Brooklyn.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, man. Appreciate that. So yeah, man, Brooklyn, New York, I'm coming in July. It's going to be a dope event. Two shows, one night. Here's the name of the special. The name of the special is called My Edible Kicked In. My edible kick, because it does. That's me. But enough about that. How you doing, man?
I'm great, man. I'm blessed. How's happy been? To be here in La La Land for a few days.
What you doing out here? Just hanging out?
Hanging out. A few meetings. Spend the birthday with a special, special friend. You know?
Okay. How special we talking?
Very special.
Okay.
Very special.
Yeah. That.
So you flew out for that?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm glad you said that, because that's what I want to talk about. But not, not your business. Not your business in per se. You said a very special friend, which means if you flew out here for a very special friend's special day or anything like that, right? Here's the thing. That means you may not be y'all may not be together yet, but here's the thing. You boxing out all the other niggas. If there is other niggas. You're boxing out the other niggas.
For sure.
All right. Now, I've talked about this many a times on this podcast, but I like getting fresh perspectives.
Of course.
Fellas, you tell the woman you want her, but then you get mad when you find out she's dating other people. Nigga, that's life. You can't be worried about what they doing. You can only be worried about what you doing.
Facts.
That you can only be worried about what you doing. So my question is, when you talk about flying out to meet a woman, or you doing these things, you're going above and beyond to let her know she's special, right? Mm-hmm. Do you care about what else is going on around you or around her? Let's talk about that.
Me personally? No.
Yeah. Have you ever been that guy?
No. I can honestly say, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, to your earlier point,
right,
they don't matter.
But here's the thing though. I feel like even if you're doing what you're supposed, it's the best. Okay. I've been watching Love is Blind, right? I've been watching Love is Blind on, on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Watching Love is Blind. And I've been watching how, like, they all date each other, essentially, right? And you can't see what each other look like. And I see a lot of guys and girls worried about, damn, this person like this person more than me, or that person. Like, my thing is, you could be doing all the right things, you just not her person.
Right.
And vice versa. You know what I'm saying? So, because I had a homeboy, and the reason why I'm also bringing this up, it's not even just you. I had a homeboy, we was talking, and, you know, it's the same guy from last episode, by the way, yo. So we was talking about Everett, but we had a more in-depth conversation, and we was talking about the fact, he was talking about the reason why he doesn't want to go so hard with the effort is because he feels like she's dating other niggas, and it's nothing that he's doing, like, he's not special. And I'm like, but you dating other women.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the happy medium in that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So let me ask you this then. All right, and let's expound on this conversation. Why do you think niggas care about what, like, let's say you and I dating the same chick, but we don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think the guys who do care, why do you think they care?
Ego.
Talk to me.
Pride, for
Talk
sure.
To me.
Because you want to have something that's yours. Not in a,
but it ain't yours yet,
sense.
Though.
Nah,
okay.
Not in a possessive sense, but something that you feel like you've earned, right? So you putting in this time. It's just like going to work every day.
Right.
You put in this time. You know what your salary is. You know every 2 weeks or the first of the month or whatever, you're gonna get this amount of money.
Okay.
So you have an expectation, right?
Right.
But if you're not having those conversations with this woman, what are we really talking about?
I'm following. Keep going.
What are we talking about? So if I'm putting in this effort, I'm spending this time with you.
Okay.
We set those expectations.
That?
We are exclusive.
Oh,
see, so you have to set an expectation.
Yeah, you got to.
Because we didn't talk about
that
part.
You got to say that.
Right.
So
you just, we just courting and whatever.
That's
cool.
Let me give you more context to what he's doing, right?
Okay.
So again, he's not, okay. He's upset that he feels like, and this is maybe, and you know what, as more I'm talking about this, I'm actually starting to think maybe my friend got a little bit of chauvinism to him, because he expects her to be all about him while he isn't all about her. He's saying, if I'm dating you, I'm giving you my time, blah, 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 blah. You should be only giving your time to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I find out that you, like, when you dating other people, it's not that he's mad. But it's like it causes him to lose interest. How is a woman dating other people you losing interest in? You lose interest in a woman because she got other niggas that like her and she's exploring her options? That's selfish.
And you have options yourself.
That's the thing.
Make it make sense.
Man, the math ain't mathing.
Not mathing. That's not
so
how.
So why do you? But like, and like, I really. But still, here's the thing, though. So women listen to this podcast a lot of times. I know y'all listen for answers, and I be trying to find them. Why do we think like this? That's what I really want to get down to, because there was a point in my life. I'm 35. Or be 30. I keep saying I'm 35, but I'm not 35.
You close.
I'll
close.
Be 35 in June.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I'm 34. I'm 34. And there was a time where I was like, yo, if I found out a chick was like dealing with other niggas, yeah, I would kind of just pull back my... And there's guys who listen to this podcast like, Clint, what's wrong with that? Right? If you find out that, yo, like she's dating around, and not we're not talking about... And even she fucking, bro. Who cares? You know what I mean, like, if she fucking that, mind you, if you not, or you are, enjoy it that night. Don't worry about where it is tomorrow. Like,
if she not your, if y'all not in an exclusive,
it don't matter what she doing tomorrow, dog. That's on
none
you.
None of your damn business.
It's none of your motherfucking business, dog. You got, you know, charge that to the game, homeboy. I say all that to say though. So, it's like I've been that guy where. I'd be like, yeah, it would cause me, cause it's a for me it's a defense, it's kind of like a defense mechanism. It's almost like, yo, I don't want to. It's almost the idea of I don't want to go too hard for it not to work out in my favor.
You're still talking about the male ego, bro. That's still what we're talking about at the end of the day.
No, you're right. Keep going.
Because if you say I don't want to put in this effort and then it not work, like, well. That's the risk that we all take, right?
That's not even just with dating. That's life.
In general.
That's life.
Like, I'm not going to apply for this job because the job description says I need a master's degree, 15 years of experience.
But here's the crazy thing. There's other niggas applying for the job, dickheads. There's other niggas. Like, think about it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, you apply for a job online.
Mm-hmm.
Women be online. You see a woman, like, think about it. Like, y'all, I'm so high. This feels so good. Like, this analogy makes sense. GP, are you with me? Listen.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
All right, you apply for jobs. You apply for jobs on this job online.
Indeed.
All of it. Career builder. LinkedIn.
All of it.
Jobs, motherfucker. Mm. And it's saying looking for boom, 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 boom. Fellas, women online, on Tinder, on Bumble, on whatever you looking for.
Hinge, all of it.
Don't matter. Okay, Cupid, all black, BLK, whatever. Give me the check, BLK. Anyway. Wait a minute. First of all, I'm sorry for demanding a check from the black people. No, white people give me the check. Okay, all of you. Yeah.
Christian Mingle,
give me a fucking.
Farmers only,
motherfucker.
Yeah, let me get that.
Yeah, let me get all that. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry, black people. It's black history. I'm fucking up. Anyway, but let's keep going. So, online is telling you what they looking for.
Exactly.
How many motherfuckers? You like, oh, that job looks attractive. Let me put in my resume.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing with the woman? Right. Same thing.
Same damn thing.
Same thing. Then, you know for a fact you go on an interview, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what they're going to tell you. Oh, yo, we're going to look at some, you know, we got some other candidates.
Yeah. You got to look at some more candidates, but we'll let you know.
Right. Now, women don't do that. They'll just go out with them, and then you ask, hey, are you free on Wednesday?
No,
I'm not free Wednesday. Your stupid ass got to ask, what you doing? You want me to tell you the truth, or you want me to lie to you? Now you now you looking at yourself like,
damn. I don't really want to know that.
But you're going to find out.
For sure.
And she's going to say, I'm going out with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
A friend.
That's all it takes.
You know what that means, bro.
Yeah.
Now, a friend really could be a friend, but your stupid ass, you so worried. Oh, you going out with a friend? Now what?
Who is this nigga?
Who is this nigga? But here's the thing, though. With the job, you don't get mad when they going out with other motherfuckers. You don't get mad when they don't offer you the job right on the spot.
You
sit your ass down and you fucking wait. And then you get your call and then you realize it's your turn and it's lit.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
And it's
lit. Here's the offer letter. This is what you get.
This is what you get.
All right. Nah, I mean, but even beyond that.
Okay. I'm sorry. I felt like that was, yo.
That's a great analogy.
That was, man. Give me, get a drum or something.
But beyond that, if you're dating somebody, serious or not, if the woman is attractive, there's going to be suitors everywhere she fucking goes. Everywhere. Grocery store, fucking gas station, fucking, it don't matter where she go. It's always going to be somebody putting their bid in. World Series of Spades, Caffeine Network, Catch Me in Rhapsody.
First of all, we're not on caffeine no more. And
well, excuse the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
We were.
Yeah,
on caffeine.
No more. Yeah, we
we'll talk about that.
Yeah. So, damn, I'm triggered now. But not like it.
It's all good.
It's all good. Yeah, but yeah, no, you came on the show, and we had a good time. And I actually wouldn't take that back for the world.
Nah,
dog.
Man,
we had a good experience. Motherfucking time, dog. You know what I really enjoyed about real quick. I know we y'all like, damn, y'all went from talking about nigga, get back to the bitches, like get back to the job interviews, right. Nigga. But real quick though. That was the easiest money motherfuckers ever made in their life.
For sure. To do some shit I've been doing for free my whole life.
That's the easiest money. Like, and it was not a stressful, it was stressful in the sense of like.
You wanted to win.
Yeah, and shooting. But yeah. Other than that, like, bro, like niggas was drinking. It was comfortable. You had, like, food was good. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
Shit was fun, man.
Shit was cool. Shit was cool. Yeah. So all you other motherfuckers out there. Yeah, first of all, I've been getting hit up a lot. And people are like, you need to have me on the World Series of Spades. Well, show me. Go to the www.theworldseriesofspades. Share the show. Tell everybody you want to be on the show. Tell me why you should be on the show. Yeah, fuck that. You talking about you want to be on the show. Tell me why you should be on the show. All right? I'm not taking submissions, but submit.
Hey,
no, I really know, but I want everybody. I do. No, here's the thing. All jokes aside, y'all, I want the best spades players.
For sure.
We not casting spades players who look cool. Like, I want the best motherfuckers for the World Series of Spades Season 3. You better believe that. So when we come calling this time, y'all better answer.
For sure.
All right? So y'all sitting here like, oh, the World Series of Spades, you about to find out today. All right? I want the best players in the country. I don't care. In the world. You play spades in Japan, I want you over here. Alright? You play spades in France, Africa, I want you over here. I don't care. I want the best. I want the cream of the crop. I want creme de la creme. I want top shelf. Let's get back to the interviews. Sorry, I was rambling.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's all good.
It's me.
It was my fault.
No, it's not your fault. It's me, man. It's me. What was we saying?
I was saying just, you know, if you're dating somebody that's attractive, anywhere they go.
But that's
you can't
life.
Even avoid it.
You're not. Here's the thing, right? It's not even just about her being attractive. Let's even go a step further.
True.
Bro, think about what women like about you. All right? Let's really hold. I'm gonna talk to my guys real quick. Ladies, sit out. Fellas, think about what women like about you. You're funny, charming, you got nice eyes. Show them the eyes, man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, think about that. How many other women you think feel the same way? And you embrace that. At the end of the day, like, bro, everybody want compliments. Everybody want to feel cute. Everybody want to feel fine. the fact of the matter is, though, it's just about there's nothing I can, if you solid or if y'all like each other like that, there's nothing I can say or do or nothing a man can say or do to get her to move on from that.
For sure.
There's nothing he can say or do. And you need to realize that. And I think that so many times we get worried and we be worried about the wrong things. We be worried about the wrong things when it comes to
insecurities, bro.
Man, we worried about the wrong things. And I want to get, I'm going to dive more into that. I'm going to tell y'all more things that you niggas be worried about that you shouldn't be worried about outside of what other niggas is doing. Let me tell you. I want to talk about more with guys, what one of the wrong things we be worried about. Before I do, I just want to remind y'all, we got an R&B night in LA now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be grooving. All right? R&B night at the Mint. All right, you fine. And your friends, me and my friends. All right,
we can be friends.
We can all be friends. Wristbands right. It's gonna be a dope ass party. I'm excited about that. Really excited about that. All right, but yeah, the wrong things outside of worrying about other niggas and worried about who she's dating and stuff like that. You know, why are you worried about what? Like, okay. All right. Guys, I see a lot of times when it comes to dating, we focus on what can go wrong.
Wait for the shoe to drop.
Why are we worried about what could go wrong? Why are we worried about, you know, I do all this, what am I getting in return? It's almost like you're dating, asking for something in return. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me ask you a question, bro. When you first met your very special lady,
mm-hmm.
What exactly did you want? What was your mission?
Yeah. I need to be very, very careful with my response.
It's okay. Yes. Yeah, so no, but here's the thing. The reason why I asked that, not to really put you on the spot, but I asked that because if I know you, from what I know about you, I don't think you date with the intention of, well, what am I getting out of this in return?
No.
You're dating on offense, meaning I know I like her. I know I like that. I know I see that. Mm-hmm. I want to go grab that. Let me do, what does it take for me to get that?
Yeah. Score.
So my question, what was your mind? Like, yeah, it's the score.
Yeah. But the score isn't.
Fucking.
It's not fucking. That's a byproduct.
Right. When we was younger, scoring was definitely fucking. No more at 35, scoring is not fucking. What is scoring right now?
Scoring is meeting somebody that brings you peace. Honestly. And that's a whole episode in
nigga
itself.
Swish. Nigga swish.
That's a whole
motherfucking
episode.
Swish. That's the score. And here's the thing. She brings you peace, right?
Right.
It may not work out. I'm not saying I'm expecting that.
Of course.
What I'm saying is that's dating.
Life happens.
Things happen. People, there's thousands of reasons why things don't work out.
Correct.
But that doesn't change the fact that, yo, you brought me some peace.
For sure.
And I scored.
In a world that does the exact fucking opposite every day.
Let's really talk about bringing peace, right? Because I don't think it's a woman's job to bring a guy peace. I think it's a woman's job to compliment peace. Like, you gotta have peace before somebody else.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
But you can't interrupt it.
You can't, listen. I was talking to a friend of mine today. Don't disturb this groove. Think about the idea of the song, and it's like, yo, like, first of all, the idea of don't disturb in this groove is, right? Your favorite song is on, mm-hmm. right? Ain't nothing worse than when you riding in the car and like your jam is on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you sitting there, I'm singing power up with the word. I got it from my God. Mm-hmm. He said the good shepherd don't trip over what they heard. Right. Hey, like, I'm bumping that.
Right.
Then it you see what I did there. Mm-hmm. but then what happens is a speed bump happens or something.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Bluetooth goes out.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I'm disturbed.
Somebody calls.
Or somebody calls, nigga. Oh, that's the show.
Fuck.
Yo, there's nothing worse than when your song is on and somebody call you with the bullshit.
Man.
Oh, nigga, get off my phone. Get off my phone. Yo, don't. Yo, because if I answer the phone for you and my song's on, I like you.
Mm-hmm.
If my jam is on, I answer. Like I'm like.
Nah, you gotta wait. This two minutes and 48 seconds. Man.
2 minutes.
You gotta wait. I hit you right back.
I hit you right back. Right after Anderson Pack. Yeah, I'm hit you right back. Yeah, yes, Lord.
Yeah. All that. Yeah.
And here's the thing, right? But the idea of the, so let's go back to the idea of the song though. The idea of the song is, you know, song's on. Don't interrupt this shit.
Right.
Your groove for women and men is your piece. Don't so that means I'm already in the groove.
Right.
I'm already in the piece. What you doing? Why are you coming over here? You know what I'm saying? So that's the problem. So many times we be disturbing, like we talk about peace. I think it's not that women don't bring peace, men don't bring peace. I think you niggas be disturbing the peace. You ludicrous up
ludicrous.
In this.
DTP.
You're ludicrous. You see, ludicrous, you're stupid. No? All right, I'm sorry.
That's all good. I got you.
My bad.
We here, bro. I got you.
I'm sorry. You're disturbing the peace. DTP,
cuz.
No, but seriously, though, you're disturbing it. Now you're in the way. And the reason why you in the way, because you didn't have, and I don't want to say good intentions, but like you were dating because you wanted something out of it. And let's now to go back full circle. You're worried about what can she bring you, right? Here's the thing, like, because I'm tired of you. What do you bring to the table, ass niggas? I'm so sick of that shit. Like, if I hear that one more time from a nigga, like, yo, you can't hang with me saying no dumb shit like that. What do you mean, what does
nah,
she
that's
bring?
Fair.
What do you mean, what does she bring to the table, dog? Like, grow the fuck up, man. Like, she's grown.
Why are you talking to her in the first place?
What table? Where's your table anyway? You don't even have a fucking table, my nigga. Like, what do you bring? You don't have a table. Your table is ass. You don't have shit. You don't do shit. You don't like. I'm sorry. I'm going on. I'm sorry.
Nah, that's real.
But
shit.
Niggas don't. You don't have a table. You have a nigga. You got chairs.
The foldable joints.
You got a futon, nigga. Fuck you talking about. You should be asking women, what do you bring to the futon with your broke ass? But anyway, like, but but think about it though.
Nah, I hear you.
You know, it's kind of like, what do you bring? You know, it's like, what do you bring? What am I getting out of this? And it's like, yo, you can't date like that. You can't date and thinking, what are you getting out of this? Don't get me wrong. Your needs need to be met.
Yeah.
But when we first meet a girl, I'm not thinking about what she can bring me. When I first meet a lady, I'm thinking like, damn, what?
That's courting.
What can I do for you?
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
How can I take off your plate?
How can I take? Because think about it, you the one taking her out. You the one asking for time, bro. You. She ain't asking you for your time. You asking her for. Oh, nigga. I just had another epiphany. Oh, shit. Dog, I see why women be talking about wasting time. On the last episode, I was like, yo, I think that the idea or the phrase wasting time is overused, because I feel like, because women will say, oh, it didn't work out. It was a waste of time, mm-hmm. Which I don't. Listen, we came to the conclusion last episode that anything that ends in deceit is a waste of your time. So if we went on 3 dates and it just didn't work out, that's not a waste of time.
Right.
But think about it like this. The reason why women often use that phrase is because niggas are always asking for time and they're not doing nothing with the time.
Right. What you gonna do? Make plans, nigga. Nigga.
Yo.
And then you said you just made a comment about deceit.
Yo. Yo.
You got to make your intentions clear.
Yeah, but yo.
Yeah.
I understand y'all. I get it. Damn. Because niggas, we really do be asking. Like, yo, can I get some time? Let me get some time.
But.
And then you get the time and you don't do nothing with it.
But on the flip side of that.
Continue. I'm listening.
I feel like you in show business.
I'm in show business.
I'm not. I'm in the music industry, kinda.
Nigga, that's show business.
Fuck you. I'm not in show business.
That's show business.
Nah, I'm fucking with you. But
does anybody on your label do shows, nigga?
I'm bullshitting.
Okay, I've been to one.
Yes, I'm bullshitting at this point. That's my humble moment.
Oh, my bad.
You only get one today.
Real quick. I just want to throw this out there. I was very excited when I found out that Rap was working with Latifah and Shakim and them. Like,
oh, for sure.
You know that's my cousin.
At Yanley. Yeah.
You know, like, I remember like the day she came to the office, nigga, I was like fanning out. Like, I was like, oh God, like Rap.
Nah.
Like,
they opened another door for her.
Oh, a huge, listen, bro, sure. I hear her on the Equalizer.
Yeah.
I hear her on the Equalizer. On CBS.
It all came full circle though, because Cleo was about Latifah's character set it off.
Exactly. So, which, by the way, is it Cleo that's my favorite record on the album? Yeah, it is Cleo.
That's a lot of people's favorite record.
That's the joint with Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Pondering. Yeah, wonder how many sheep can have opinions on a goat.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah. She blanked.
You know what? Honestly, I actually talked about this like when we was we all over the place, y'all. But I actually talked about that record with her when we was filming, because I said I felt that record just on the strength of as somebody who felt like she said a bar in there that said y'all done banked on the wrong ones, wasted your energy, mm-hmm. And it's like damn, like I get to people who like damn you did waste your energy on the wrong niggas, and you get somebody who's like, I'm about it. Like, I work hard, blah, 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 and you don't want to give me a chance.
Right.
Because all these other niggas...
They done burned you.
Wasted your time. Like, I'm so smart.
You got to reclaim your time.
I'm glad we're going back. Maxine. Anyway, what was we saying though before we started talking about?
Oh.
You're in the show business.
Time is currency.
Time is... Yeah, nigga.
So...
Shout out to Currency, by the way.
Yeah. Time is currency. So I think one of the most valuable things to me, mm-hmm. is my time. Yeah. And when I say my time, I mean my time.
Yours, like outside of working.
Not when I'm in the studio, yeah. Not when I'm in front of a laptop.
Yeah.
Not when I gotta go to a show. Yeah. None of that shit.
Right.
When it's my time.
Yours.
When I get to do what the fuck I wanna do. So if I choose to spend that time and invest that time into you.
Right.
That's all I'm asking for in return.
Right, that's it.
Time. But you have to be intentional and make plans with said time.
Right, and
you
I think
just
that
be, you know,
right.
What I'm saying?
And that's what I mean by like we, but here's the thing, and let's look at it from a broader scale. Again, we ask for women for their time. And when I say we don't do nothing with it, it's more than just dates and making plans. It's literally like we'll go days without talking to you and then pop back up and act like shit is cool or we good and stuff like that. That's wasting her time. Think about it. Those 3 days that went by, she don't know what you're doing, blah, 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 blah. Like, you're wasting her time because here she is sitting around thinking like, oh, I got somebody. I'm talking to somebody. I like somebody. And you're not fucking communicating, bro.
Yeah.
That's wasting time.
For sure.
Like, that you've asked for, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are the ones who asked to go. She didn't ask you to be. She didn't ask to be here.
Sometimes.
Okay. Very rare.
There are exceptions. But
yes,
I hear you.
For the most part, women don't be asking to be here.
Facts. I can agree with that.
You get a girl who shoots her shot every once in a while. Yeah, that happens.
That's rare. But yeah,
but for the most part, but even when she shoot her shot, she not saying, when are you free, nigga? She's like, no, nigga, you cute. Now, ask me when I'm free.
Yeah, nigga. Talk to me.
Talk to me.
Talk to me.
I'm over here. You know what I mean?
You see me staring at you from across the room.
You see it?
I done like 3 of your photos on IG in a row. You know what I mean.
Yeah, that I don't be paying that.
That's what they say though.
Yeah,
I don't even post photos of myself on IG, so that shit don't work on me.
Yeah, nah, I ain't even trying to hear that. Yo, I look fat. I'm sorry. The screen, if y'all watching, the screen's in front of me. I'm over here. Look, man, yo, I'm high, man. I'm sorry, dog.
It's all good. You sweating too. It's cool.
Yeah,
we
man.
Dark, man. It's fine.
It's hot in here though.
A little bit.
But that's not. It's not because it's not because I ain't got no air conditioning. It's just hot because you can't have the air on and then they gonna hear it.
Yeah, it's gonna be show business.
Show business, dog.
Yeah, man,
I want a record deal, man. Can I rap for you?
Yeah, man. Not right now, but yeah. You got my number, man.
He said, not right now, but you know. He said, not right now.
I'll say this. You're a comedian.
Very good.
By trade.
Yeah.
Sure. I can attest to that. Yeah, you are. My brother actually gave you a great compliment.
Yo, and tell your brother, thank you.
Yeah, man, because he don't.
And bro, I was struggling that night, nigga. It was like 30 people in that motherfucker, dog.
Hey, man.
We was in
Greensboro, North Carolina on a Tuesday.
Thursday night, and that club isn't even open on Thursdays.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah. I had never heard of the spot, but yeah, you said you were close. I was like, I'm pulling up to see my niggas.
Nigga, so. But I'm coming to Raleigh in like March, April. Like, that's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one.
I'm there.
Yeah.
But.
Continue.
How many comedians come up to you or aspiring comedians come up to you and say, I want to be a comedian. Put me on.
So lately, you know, I've been getting a lot of younger comics who say like, yo, man, I look up to you, Clint, blah, 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 blah. And what I do is like, hey, I'm not chasing you down. Mm-hmm. I'm not calling you. You want this knowledge? Nigga, call me. I'll give it to you. Ask me when I'm saying, yeah.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. It's no different for us.
Yeah.
People just have a little bit more access.
Right.
Social media.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Like it's apps out here now. Like we just did this partnership thing with Protégé where reviewed, you know, beats and stuff. But truth be told, if you were really sick.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Serious about doing a comedy album.
I'll call you.
For sure.
I will call you. You're right. But maybe sometimes you know you want to check the motherfucking temperature.
Nah.
Maybe he don't want to do a comedy album. Maybe he like, man, fuck all that.
Nah, man.
No, I want an album, nigga. I want like, so I put out a comedy album last year. I ain't really like it. I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't like it, but not because I felt like it was rushed. I felt like it was me trying to put something out that was, because the album is named after my father, and like I was just trying to do something to honor him. Like,
right.
It was kind of like, you know what that album was? That was 808s and Heartbreaks.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It was like, it came maybe a year after Kanye, like a year after graduation, if I remember.
Yeah, graduation.
And I remember I remember the day his mom died, because I remember Jay-Z was on the American Gangster tour.
Mm-hmm.
He was performing at the TLA, and apparently Kanye was supposed to be there. And his mom, his mom's passed.
Mm-hmm.
Then I remember maybe 6 months later, that's where I heard Love Lockdown. And I'm like, damn, that was cool. Like, for somebody's mom to die, like, nigga. And we talking Miss Donda. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
His mama.
Like, yeah. Like, and that's how I felt about my dad. The way he feel about his mom is the way I feel about my dad. Like, nigga, my dad is right behind us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's him on the pillow, too. Right?
That's him? Yeah, all that. Yeah, yeah. My dad, all of he in here. You know what I'm saying? And I say all that to say, like, sometimes you want to be creative so bad instead of taking that. I didn't take the time to really... Like, at that time, I was like, yo, I want to, like, honor my dad. And it's like, nah, I should have just waited. I'll put it out later. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I think this special, this is now, because, you know, again, it's called My Edible Kicked In. Now, I feel like I'm in a space where, like, when I tell these jokes, first of all, I'm going to be high, and I'm going to feel good. And when I feel good, it's over for you niggas. So, yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, man, it's over for you niggas.
But, yeah, no, seriously. If you want to do it.
All right.
We'll man, talk. It's 2022.
I just want to be on a record. You know what I want to do, man? I want to be on a record label. I want to be in a music video, and I want to be on a rapper's album.
Okay.
Or a singer's album. Like, I want to be like
how Chris Rock was on Busta Rhymes album, kinda.
That's it. That's all. That's it.
I didn't love it, but
no. Well, I'm okay. Okay. Well, he had some good skits.
Yeah,
Chris Rock probably.
He also did it on Rick Ross' album, which is why I didn't love it.
The best skit Chris Rock did was on Kanye's album with "Let's Play the Blame Game." And then he talking about Chris Rock. I was like, who got your pussy all reupholstered? Yeezy reupholstered my pussy. Like,
that's not late registration.
No, that was on My Dark and Twisted Fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the best. That skit is funny. That's it.
Okay.
All right.
We have a conversation about
it. That's it, man. That's it. Speaking of that's it, man, we've been here for a little bit. I want to know, man, we always do at the end, man, what did we learn today? Cash, what did you learn today? And if you didn't learn anything, that's okay.
Real niggas only, man.
Real niggas only.
That's the antithesis of what we were talking about. Like, men have to start having these conversations. Like,
absolutely.
It's great that you have a platform for it, but even without a platform,
we got to start talking about this behind closed doors.
For sure.
And we got to start living like it. So that's the thing. Like, we really got it. That's how we're going to make the dating game better, fellas. I keep telling y'all this. It starts with us, man. You can sit here and tell me, you know, women do this and women do that. But at the end of the day, if you ever notice, a lot of their actions predicated on what we've done to them. And at the end of the day, man, you got to start. Like, here's the thing. Somebody got to end the cycle.
Yeah.
Somebody got to, like, you mad at us and we mad at them. Who going to just be like, you know what? And think about it like this, fellas. In an argument with a woman, right? When you arguing with your lady or you have a disagreement with your lady, more times than not, you the one that want to go and you got to fix this shit. And when we say fix it, you just like, hey, look, it's not about being right. It's not about being wrong. It's about we going to get it the fuck right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm trying to get you niggas to understand. If we get it right with these women, they're going to be so much softer with us. You know what I'm saying? That makes it better, a better place for you and me. That means that, and I'm not even talking about fucking.
No.
I'm talking about when women go to work, I'm not going to be dealing with fucking attitudes at T-Mobile. All right? You know why? Because you giving good, consistent quality, I'm looking for the word. Like something that you're doing emotionally for her too. But you're giving good dick and you're there for her.
Yeah.
So when you're giving good dick, you're there for her. When she come to work in the morning, she's like, oh, welcome to T-Mobile. How may I help you?
How can I help?
She's not telling me what the fuck you need. Even the niggas that's fucking women that work at McDonald's, you part of this too, bro.
Yeah.
I want my fries warm. All right?
Why is the ice cream machine always broken?
Women, if you fucking women right, the ice cream machine is going to work. Do your part, bro. You make a better place for you, me, and Cash.
For sure.
All right, we tired of dealing with attitude, but we know why women got attitude, because it's our fault. Not all the time. It's y'all fault too. Really be y'all fault. Y'all be doing some shit, but we not here for that. We don't place the thing. We don't place the blame. We don't place blame. We accept responsibility for what we do, and then hopefully y'all follow suit.
You gotta start there. Somebody gotta start it.
All right. Cash, man, what you got going on, man? Where can people follow you, or what you got going on?
I'm on the Instagram.
Tell everybody who you are. Who, unless you don't want to tell.
Oh no, no, I'm good.
Because you know sometimes I ain't in
show business, so you know.
You know what would make, you know? How many demos a year do you get?
Oh fuck! In a pandemic, when niggas ain't got nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Shit, I get at least, I would say probably between 40 and 50 emails. Mm-hmm. That's just emails. And then my DMs are hidden.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't even know how many in there. I try to go through them every once in a while.
Let me ask you this. And I rarely do this, but like, let's say somebody's an up and coming rapper or creative or a singer, mm-hmm, or something like that. And I know this is a generic question, like what advice would you give them? But somebody who, you're not a gatekeeper, but somebody who has, you have leverage in this business.
Right.
What would you say to them to at least get it heard by the right person? What would you say? Because my thing is, I'm a rapper. How do I get your attention?
Be dope. Sounds simple.
I was like, ladies and gentlemen.
Sounds simple. I can promise you, the music business is this fucking big.
It really is.
If you are dope.
Yeah.
Somebody's gonna fucking find you.
Yeah.
And it's gonna find us.
It does.
It does.
I find good music. I'm letting y'all know.
It happens all the fucking time. I remember the first time I heard Joey Badass.
Like, I remember the first time I heard Joey.
He coming out of New York. I heard Waves and I was like,
Who
the fuck is this?
And the nigga Freddie Jokum did the beat.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of him.
Listen. Yeah. Be dope.
Be dope.
Be dope. And don't
First
be afraid.
Shout out to Joey Bad. He's on power.
He's killing.
He's killing, man.
He's killing that role.
Yeah, he's.
He's killing that role.
Yeah.
He's killing that role. But
unique.
You gotta be dope. You gotta be persistent. You gotta be consistent. Mm. There are no fucking handouts.
No.
And there is no easy way.
No,
even
there is
if
not.
You're making the quote unquote catchy shit.
Yeah.
By the time you get to where you're trying to go,
and
it's gonna be some
up,
new catchy shit.
That's the thing.
So just be you. Yeah, do some dope shit.
You're going to be the wave.
Yeah. Because how many times have we been like, oh, this the new hot nigga? And then 2 years later, oh, damn, this the new hot nigga. What happened to the old hot nigga? So a lot of niggas that disappeared.
Yeah. Ask Trinidad James.
Even though I fuck with him.
I fuck with him too.
He's a very talented cat. I think he signed a not so great deal.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, he was trendy. He was hot.
Oh, for sure. All go everything.
Yeah.
That was the name of the song.
Gold all in my watch.
Yeah. Very talented cat though.
Gold all in my right. Damn. Nigga.
But yeah.
All right, man. Yo, so where can they find you at on Instagram, stuff like that?
Instagram, I'm whatever. Cash with a K, K-A-S-H. Don't make me. Yeah. All one word. Cash don't make me. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
You gotta redeem yourself on the World Series space.
Oh yeah, me and Rhapsody coming back for the crown, man. We gonna work on her bid in a little bit.
You throwing Rhapsody on
the No. I wasn't finished, Clint.
Oh, all right. I just want to make
sure. We're going
to
work on our communication a little bit.
I just want to make sure.
No, these are things that she said during the episode.
She did say
yeah,
that. I'm not throwing her
under the bus.
She did say, I'm going to get all right my this time. Time. She did say that.
And that was one hand.
You right.
You were fine.
You said that.
It's cool. We're going to move on.
Y'all actually were the only, y'all ran a Boston.
We did.
And didn't bid 10. Well, Boston's not 10. Boston is 13. But yeah, y'all bid 8. And end up getting 13
But you know, Kalima was
no.
She was trying to get us
no
double
comment.
Set, and
no
know what I'm saying it didn't
no
work
comment.
Out for her. It's okay.
No comment.
That's my homie.
No comment.
Love to Kalima.
Kalima in everybody's head, man.
Buy her book.
Yes, definitely
so
buy
boom.
Kalima's book. Definitely.
You want to play spades?
Yes, yes.
Kalima's dope.
Yes, no. If you're honestly yo, there's not too many people that I think that knows the actual X's and O's of spades
mm-hmm.
like that. Kalima is like one of like maybe 10 people that I know personally who and she's at the top of the list in my opinion who does know the X's and O's.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, man, make sure y'all get Kalima's book, man. So you want to play spades or you know how to play? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
highly recommend.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you for always extending the olive branch, bro.
No doubt. All right, man. Well, thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. This podcast is over. You want to keep it real?
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.